Is this you? I want y'all to ask yourselves, is this you? You binged again. I'll make it really dramatic for y'all. You binged again. You were doing so good and you just lost control. And maybe you think something like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did this again. I'll never figure this out. Maybe you start thinking things like, I just want to know why I do it. I'm just so tired of hiding this terrible thing that I do, which is binging. I'll never figure out how to stop in the moment. Urges to binge feel so strong. I'll just get this out of the house and start fresh tomorrow. I just feel so broken. I just want to know why I do this. I have thought all these things, y'all, at some point. Sometimes I still do when I binge. I took all of these little clouds from my own brain. Here's the deal, y'all. You're not broken if you binge or if you overeat and feel out of control. You just need the right support. And y'all know I have been there. I have a long history of binging, sometimes multiple times a day, sometimes every day of the week. I was thinking about it today, and the times that are really the hardest for me is when I don't tell my husband what's happened. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I still don't every single time because I'm in too much shame. But we're sitting on the couch watching TV at night, and I just feel so like I'm just holding this secret that just feels so shameful, so painful. But I don't want to tell my husband because I think that's going to make it even more painful, even though he doesn't care and he loves me anyway. And I've eaten dinner even when I wasn't hungry. I'm sure some of you all can relate to that. I've been there. And I still sometimes binge, but now I know why. I know how to make sense of my binges, and that is everything. That is what we're going to learn about in Unwinding Binge Eating. This is what was the biggest aha for me, because for so long I thought that binging was me punishing myself or damaging myself or hurting myself. But when I realized, when I learned that when I binged, I'm not trying to hurt myself. I'm actually trying to love myself. I'm trying to care for myself in the only way that I know how to in that moment. Y'all, that was a game changer. And that's what I want to help you all understand as well. Understanding why you binge is key to binging less and maybe even never binging again. There was a question in the Q&A about, do you have a rule of thumb for how long since your last binge can you consider yourself no longer a binger? The answer is no. I have no rule of thumb because everyone is different. But I do know that understanding why you binge over time helps you binge less. And the months, you know, the weeks, the months can just start to add up when you have this compassion for yourself and you understand why you're binging. And then you start having urges to binge and you're like, well, wait a minute. Do I really want to do that? I know what's going on here. I know why I want to binge. And do I want to do this or not? And you start saying no more and more. You start being able to allow those urges. And then, like I said, the days and the weeks and the months can add up to where you don't even remember the last time you binged. I've had those experiences. We know people who have had those experiences, and that can happen for you too. But it starts with making sense of your binges and understanding why. Because if we still feel broken, if we still feel all the shame, we're going to repeat the cycle. Okay. And keep binging. When you know the problem, you can find the solution. You know, Corinne tells us all the time. And so that's why understanding our binges is key. And that's what we're going to do in unwinding binge eating. Here's what I can promise you. I will help you get to know that part of you that thinks she needs to binge to cope and to start healing her one step at a time. There is a part of you that thinks you can't handle life without binging or overeating. But we just need to get to know her. We need to start talking to her and listening to her, really listening more than talking. And we need to understand what she really needs instead. Okay. So this is what you get in unwinding binge eating. Y'all, I love my little logo with my ball of yarn. I'm a knitter and a crocheter. And when I came up with the name unwinding binge eating, and I may have said this earlier in the call, but I call it unwinding binge eating very purposefully. That's a word. I didn't call it stopping binge eating. I didn't call it ending binge eating. Because for some of you all, that may not be your goal. That may not be your reality. My reality right now is I still binge sometimes. And it is an amazing opportunity for me to practice understanding and compassion for myself every single time. That's where I am. So you all might be in a different place. But it can look any way that you want it to, where you are in your journey. So it's unwinding. And so I have a ball of yarn right here. All my knitting stuff is over here. Y'all, look at this. It's not really a ball. But it's like, I just love the visual of like one strand at a time, right? And like, we can still be here with a big old messy ball. And we can be okay. But then maybe later we unwind another few feet. And that's the journey here. And that's the journey that I want to walk with you all on. Okay. So here's what the program is all about. You get the program, right? You get there's videos and a workbook and then our weekly coaching calls. And this is a small group. If some of you all are familiar with Coach Lizzie's program or Coach Kathy's program, you choose a time for a small group coaching call. And I get on there with you and I just coach anyone who wants to get coached, kind of like these calls. Okay. 12 weeks of group coaching and support calls. So that could be you there next to me. We also have a private Slack community that I'm setting up with direct access to me 5 days a week. So that's where you can post any questions you have. If you just binged and you want to get on there and talk about it, if you are having an urge to binge and you want to get in there and post and say, hey, y'all, I'm having an urge to binge. This is what it sounds like. Anybody got any support for me? Or I'm just want to post in here and let you know that I've decided to eat or to not eat or whatever, and I'll come back in here and get some support later. I want you all to use that Slack space for whatever it is that you want to. So it's just going to kind of evolve as we go. And then we have the podcast. So all the lessons for all 12 weeks will be available on a private podcast that you can keep forever. And so you get the replays for forever. As long as you're a member, you get access to the videos and the workbook. But y'all, fun fact, if you download the podcast, right, you keep it forever, no matter what. A personalized toolkit. So at the end of the 12 weeks, on the last week, I'm going to work with you all to kind of create a toolkit for yourselves, like an individualized toolkit for all the tools to help you as you continue your journey after the program is over. I haven't even written that lesson yet because I want us to go through the first, you know, 10 weeks. And then I'm going to kind of design that last lesson on everything that we've covered in the program. And then right now, if you all sign up, when you sign up, I have this amazing bonus for you. Like, I printed it out today. You get this immediately. So the program starts the week of April 13th. So a week after next. But until then, if you sign up, you get this amazing little resource. It's called Breaking the Binge Cycle, What to Do Before, During, and After a Binge. It's kind of like a little SOS document. And it's just some really good questions to ask yourself, some good like exercises to do to calm your nervous system, and can help you right away before we get started. Okay, we got that going. And here's the end. $9.97 for 12 weeks, or you can divide it up in three payments. I love that we do payment plans now. $332.33 to be exact. Every month. You are worth it. If any of you all don't think you're worth it, you're wrong. You're absolutely worth giving yourself these 12 weeks to get support, to build an amazing toolkit for yourself, and to get support from other No BS women. So if doubting whether you're worth it is the problem, you email me at support@pnptribe.com and we will talk about it. Okay. The amazing Bailey is here and she has put the link to join the program in the chat. Thank you so much, Bailey. I know Bailey like just popped in. So what questions do you all have about anything? Let's see. Do I have any more slides after this? Oh my gosh, yes. I have more slides about questions. Sorry. I got excited and thought we were done. Okay. Questions. I came up with some common questions that I've gotten so far. But any questions you all have, just let me know in the Q&A. Does the coaching include? Yes. So you all pay now $59 a month to be a member of No BS. And then this is an additional $9.97 for the 12-week program. Okay. So it's on top of the $59. You're getting all kinds of love in the chat, Bailey. All right. So here's a question some of you all might have. What if it doesn't work and I keep binging? I still binge sometimes. And like, what does it mean for it to not work? Right? Because for some of you all, if nothing else, if you got out of the 12 weeks that it could be okay if you binge every once in a while, maybe it's just an old habit hanging around. You might work on redefining what working means, because a lot of y'all think that the only solution here is to never binge again. That might be a possibility for some of you all, but I bet you anything, it'd feel pretty good if you could just be okay with binging sometimes, right? Because a lot of times, our problem is that we have so much shame and judgment when we binge, and we beat ourselves down so much that we just stay stuck. We actually end up binging more. So what if from the 12 weeks, you could just get a little bit more compassion for yourself, a little bit more understanding, knowing why you binge most of the time? I mean, that would be priceless. Right? What if I'm beyond saving? Well, this one's an easy one because no one's beyond saving. You are worth this program. You are not broken. You are not sick. I still binge sometimes, and I don't think I'm abnormal. Okay? It's you are never ever beyond saving. Conversely, you are always making progress. You're always collecting wins. You're always moving forward. No one is a lost cause and no BS. Okay? You're still here, which means there's something inside of you that believes that you are worth it and that you can create a different life for yourself. And I am here to remind you of that as many times as I need to. What about the weight gain? Some of you all may be hesitant to focus on your binging and kind of set weight loss aside. Well, first off, if you focus in on your binging and actually start binging less, don't you think you that could probably affect your weight loss? That's number one. But I also just want to kind of acknowledge that I know it can feel scary. I know it can feel scary to kind of just shift your focus a little bit to understanding your binging and away from focus on the scale. Sometimes the two just the waters get too muddy. So what I really encourage you all to do is to set the focus on the scale aside during these just 12 weeks. Give me 12 weeks. And let's really focus in on why you binge, which can help you binge less over time. And when you're binging less, you're overeating less. And that means you're that much closer to weight loss, if not already losing weight. Okay. So that's my answer to that question. And here is one of my amazing private clients and what she said about me. And I just think it was so beautiful and I wanted to share it with you all. Betsy has created an environment of warmth, compassion, curiosity, concern, and always lacking in criticism or judgment of my struggles. Y'all, we are way too busy judging ourselves. I'm not gonna pile on. I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm gonna help you find wins. I'm going to help you find compassion. She applies her deep knowledge of binge eating recovery with empathy, calmness, gentle humor, and absolutely fierce determination to find wins wherever possible. That is absolutely true. I like to call myself the win whisperer because I'm going to find a win, y'all. And if nothing else, you showed up on that on this call. That's a win. Okay? We got to keep the wins going. With her guidance, we've explored the root causes of my behaviors, and this knowledge has in turn illuminated the path towards self-compassion, supporting coping mechanism, and true freedom around food. Isn't that beautiful? I loved how she talked about illuminating the path. That's kind of what I like to think I do as a coach, is just kind of shine a light towards the path and then walk along beside you as you walk the path to healing. Okay. So, like I said, $9.97 for 12 weeks, three payments, and you are worth it. All right. I think that's really it. Let's see. And I will stop sharing. And let's see. Will these free opportunities decrease during the time you're leading the new 12-week program? Absolutely not, Mary. I will be here every month on the binge eating call. I will be in the binge eating subgroup still. So none of that changes. And so I am here for you all over the place. And that is not going away. And this program is going to be a little bit more, you know, a smaller group, right? More individualized help. Okay. So that's the benefit of it. And Bailey posted the link again. Love that I helped you find wins. Let's see. Any questions? Yeah. And this is We don't know how many times we'll run this. I think somebody had asked about, you know, this is the first time we've done it, and we're just going to kind of see how it goes. So I would love for you all to join me in this first iteration of unwinding binge eating. Okay, so if you're thinking about it and you're kind of on the fence, maybe you got some questions, or maybe you kind of sleep on it tonight and you're still not sure and you want to know some more information, do not hesitate to reach out, y'all. Please reach out and let me get you off the fence one way or the other. Okay. And there's two sides of the fence, yes and no. And I just want to get you off that prickly fence. Okay. So just let us know. Email me at support@pnptribe.com. Let's see. Robin says we'll be locked into a time slot. So the way it works is that you choose a certain time for your small group coaching call. And they are actually similar. I can tell you what they are right now. They're similar to what Coach Kathy did. They're going to be Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1. This is all Central time. Tuesdays at 6 Central, Wednesdays at 1 Central, and Friday at 3 p.m. Central. And then we're also going to do a Q&A kind of teaching the week's lesson call on Monday mornings. But that's for everybody. But you'll choose one of the three call times. If you can't make your call 1 week, you can just jump on one of the other calls. And, you know, and that's fine. That's fine. But we definitely, if you can attend your cohort call, that's, you know, that time is reserved for that group to get coached. And yes, we have a page. So Bailey's been, a lot of the questions are answered over there. Thank you, Bailey, for helping me with all this. Let's see. How long are the calls? The group coaching calls are about an hour, not, you know, not dead set on right at an hour, but around an hour. And the Q&A teaching call on Monday mornings, it just kind of depends on how long it goes, 30 minutes to an hour. So, and that's usually plenty. I mean, I will stay on as long as hands are raised. Let me just say that, because I really do want you all to take advantage of this safe environment to talk about your binging, because it's so important for us to talk about it and to get that shame out into the open where it can't survive anymore. And you turn your shame into curiosity when you talk about your binging. Okay. All right. Anything else? I think I've answered all the questions. And like I said, Bailey put the link, and it's also on the website. Go to nobswomen.com and go to the first tab under coaching, and the page is there. So if you didn't get the link, or if you're listening to the replay, just go to nobswomen.com, and y'all, the spots are going to fill up. They're already filling up. That's the last thing I'll say. The email went out at noon, so don't deedle dawdle. Okay. Thank you, Whitney. But feel free to if any questions, any hesitations, and you're not something you're not sure about, we'll definitely help you at the support email, support@pnptribe.com. All right, guys. It's been fun. I loved all the coaching and all the sharing in the chat. And Lori, email support if you're having trouble signing up, okay? They will get you fixed up. We got a spot for you. No worries there, okay? All right, guys. Talk to you later. Let us know if you have questions. Reach out. All right. Love you guys. See ya. Bye.